This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Allium for the win. They are members of the onion family, and as such, they're not a preferred snack for deer and rabbits. Their flowers are known mostly in the round pom-pom form, but they can be star-shaped, cup-shaped, semicircular, or pendulous. And the flower color could be white, yellow, pink, purple, or blue. Heights vary, as do bloom times. Go to gardenbite.com to see a wide variety. Best grown in full sun, alliums will tolerate some light shade. They're also drought tolerant, something my area could use. After flowering, it's important to allow allium foliage to die back naturally, the same as you would for other bulb plants. Once withered, the leaves can be removed with a gentle tug. The good news is they're hardy to our cold zones, so you don't have to dig them out like cannas or gladiolus. Did I tell you bees and butterflies love them? Alliums like being in a sheltered, sunny spot and planted deep. They can easily be grown in deep pots, too. They're low-maintenance plants and would be great in a cutting garden, as the flower heads can be dried and used for flower arrangements. In flower meanings, the allium represents unity, so it's often given between married couples and longtime friends. Alliums should be planted in fall and at a depth of about 3 times the diameter of the bulb. There are a multitude of varieties, but be sure to check their zone hardiness. The tallest of the bunch is probably Gladiator and/or Globemaster. They'll grow to 3 feet tall, so set them at the back of the bed. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.